I got a bunch of CC stuff with me. There's a Red Rock Canyon near Denver that the CCC boys made. They carved all these steps out of that rock, you know, chiseled all that. And it's a great big bowl that holds a couple of thousand people. And you get down on here, you don't need a microphone. You beller out and...
has echo.
It's natural. Yeah. It's a natural amphitheater. I was in Camp Skokie Valley up north of Chicago. They had the Skokie Marshes and burning peat under the ground. And weather like this, where we have fog here, it'd get fog up there, but the smoke, and it'd make it so dense that the Skokie Boulevard, which was a main thoroughfare that time north of Chicago, going from Chicago to Milwaukee, there were so many accidents, and the Corps engineers had to do something with that. So they made five or six lagoons in that area. It was all made by CCC boys with the wheelbarrows. And the first job I had was wheel the cement. We made a dam. And the steward, the guy that was in charge of the cooks, he took a liking to me, a shiny, and he says, "Boy, I sure could use you." So I became a first number one cook, you know. Till my tonsils were so bad, we had that burning coal stoves, and we used that soft Illinois coal that smoked to beat hell, and it poisoned my tonsils so bad. I could be laying in bed and I'd hear myself snoring, and people were always yelling at me, "Shut up, you know." So they'd send me up to Fort Sheridan, the big soldier camp, and they'd send me back. "They're too infected. We can't take them out when they're infected like that." And maybe 6 months later, I went back up there, and I says, "I come up here to get them damn things out, and I'm not going back till I get them out. Is that so?" So he goes in his cabinet, and he gets a bottle of Canadian Club out, and he's looking at me, and my tongue must have been going like 10. He says, "You want one of these?" I says, "Yeah, boy, I sure could use one." And so we had a drink together, and I says, "How about one for the other tonsil?" "Good."
And you were ready to have him take it out then?
Then he put that bridge in my mouth, and he had me strapped in that. It's just like a barber's chair. Had me strapped in there, and he put that little cuspidor underneath me, had that bridge in my mouth. He says, "Boy, you got a little mouth for such a big guy." And he says, "Come on, talk to me." I couldn't talk. So he froze both tonsils.
Yeah.
And then all he had was just like a dark colored pencil.
A little loop on there.
Yeah. There was a frog sticker on the bottom of it, you know, a little needle on a hook on it. And he'd go in there, put it in the pan, took the other one out. They were about that big. There they were in the pan. He says, "There they are. How do you want them? Medium rare? Well done?" "Hello, boy. Talk to me."
You couldn't talk, though.
I couldn't even eat for 2 weeks. All I could have was broth, soup, ice cream. And they put me in the tent with the soldiers. They came back from maneuvers up in Wisconsin from Camp McCoy or something.
Camp McCoy. That's where we're at, where we went when we were drafted from Chicago.
And those soldiers, they had them wrap around leggings. Here they put me in this great big tent right outside the hospital building with all these roughnecks. They tried to make a damn fool out of me.
The doctor always told me I should have my tonsils out. And when I was in the service, when we went to Fort Benning, and I said, "Gosh, I can get 10 days leave, see." So I went to the doctor, and he says, "Well," he says, "have you had problems with it?" When I was younger, and about taking it out. He says, so he says, "Well, we'll set it up," and there's about four or five guys in a row. We got in bed and then the next morning, the nurse sits us and gives us a pill, and he wakes up, gives us a pill, and I drank a little water with it, and then rests him down the line. Then all of a sudden we fell asleep, and they wake us up, and we take those off, and then he says, "Well, one wheelchair after the other, we wanted to be outside the door, and the other guy would be in a little room with a little chair, and the guy had, and then a light had come on, And he says, well, he starts to local anesthetic, and he says, did you eat anything? I says, no, I just drank some water with the pill that she gave me. And then he says, oh, okay, because I was gagging, see.
Yeah.
Took the tonsils out. I could feel them cutting it on each side.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't feel a thing.
And he didn't give me any. Just the local anesthetic.
All he did was just freeze them. He stuck the doggone needle right in them.
Yeah, well, that's what he did with me. And but I could feel. I could still feel the the cut. And that didn't bother me. Then finally. He said, okay, he was satisfied because I didn't gag anymore. Put me back in the room and laid down there and fell asleep. And there's one fellow here, and here. There's four of us. And the first one, I was sound asleep, and the nurse says, you want a drink? And when he woke up, why, he took a drink. And then she come to me, and she woke me up. And I was thirsty as all hell. And I took a big swallow, and do you know what it was? Limeade.
Yeah,
and I swallowed that, and oh, I went up in the air like that. The next guy was awake, and he saw it, and he wouldn't take any. Well, it was too late. I took the swallow, and all that lime on that soreness there, oh, did it burn.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, that evening I was able to eat soft foods, and I went home the next day. Then I says, got to back to camp, and I says, do I get 10 days leave? So he says, yeah, you gave me 10 days leave, and I went home.
I couldn't open my jaws for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Boy, they were a lot.
The next guy that didn't take that, he was in the hospital for a whole week.
Yeah.
I found that out
when I got
later.
Back to camp, when they took me out, Marathon of Chicago, we went to a big nightclub area, and boy, what the hell, we had Green River whiskey. Boy, we're sitting in the cab, we're on the way back to camp, and I'm heaving out the window, and I said, there goes one tonsil. He said, there goes the other one.
It wasn't the tonsils, it was just you. In a way, I was glad that I swallowed that. Healed it right away.